Yeah, you missed a fun ending there. Yeah, they don't come easy, do they?
No, they don't. No.
Yeah, kind of walk me through those the last couple of sequences there. And
well, kind of, you know, so kind of what I told the team. I mean, we get five in the first, so you think, okay, this is going to be an easy Sunday here. But to their credit, they brought the lefty in to kind of get out of a jam. Then they brought Belsic in. We didn't do anything with Belsic, so he kind of settled the game for them. And then things that happened, we walked guys, we made errors, and before you know it, they're back in the game. Cavados with a big home run to, kind of tie it. And then you're kind of struggling, and they bring in Boyle, who we kind of been waiting on him all weekend, and up to 99 or better. But really, Oscar Serratos just graded bat. Looked like they were going to wiggle off again, but just graded bat. And then Tristan English in the ninth inning held on there and, got that last out finally. It was a big relief to see us get it.
How confident were you in the challenge there? I mean, it was inches.
You know, it was kind of one of those that it's a tough call probably on an umpire, because it was the way it happens, just odd that the first baseman's in and then he's flipping the ball to the pitcher. So we kind of thought he was out, but we weren't sure, so we're just like, let's just take a look at it.
Yeah.
Thank God we have replay, because they ended up, getting the call right.
Just the ability of this team, because like you said, it looked like it was going to be an easy game, and then you got the miscues and stuff like that. But the ability of this team to kind of compartmentalize and put it behind them, put it all in the rear view, and just kind of go back and focus late there. How impressed are you with their ability to do that specifically today, I guess?
Been very impressed with them, yeah. And I think it's one thing we've been talking to them about, that, there's going to be days where somebody doesn't do the job, so somebody's got to be there to kind of pick them up. But I think we're, we talk about grit all the time. We have T-shirts for it, and so they've been very gritty of late, and it kind of doesn't matter what happens in a game. We kind of never feel like we're out of a game, and it's kind of paying off. So just great sign to, have a big lead, lose it, and be behind, and then come back and win. Just great feeling.
Lastly, you mentioned Oscar. I mean, he's hitting the ball pretty well. A couple doubles today, four RBIs. Just what are you seeing from him? And then in that last at bat, just you've seen Kyle just strike out. You see Radcliffe go down, and just to kind of keep the focus and get yourself one that he can handle.
Oscar works very hard on his hitting, and I think he's kind of been trying to just find to where he's more consistent with his at-bats and his swings. And this weekend, it kind of looked like he's getting much, much closer to where we've seen him, play. But probably the biggest thing for me is that we, when Goldberg couldn't swing today, we decided to play Webb at third. Oscar didn't pout about it. He ends up coming up big with two hits, four RBIs. So that's just a sign of maturity that, he hung in there, did what we needed him to do today to help us win. And, so it's just really, really good sign.
Cool. Very good. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.